Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a lot of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's begin. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. My name's Mrs. Oldham, so that's what I'm writing. But you write your name. And then you may put your pencil down. We are going to color first. So, you might hear some piano music going on in the background. It's February, and I just thought we needed a little bit of something extra. All right, at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And in our picture are two picture frames. Do you see them hanging on the wall? One has an owl, and one has the picture of a frog. Let's start by coloring the picture frame, the outside of the frame. Let's color the frame, the one with the owl, red. We're just doing the frame, the outside of it, red. Any kind of red will work for me. What shape is the outside of this frame? Is it a triangle? Is it a circle? Are you telling me it's a square? Is it a square? I think you would be right. So the owl frame is going to be red. And don't color too fast. You shouldn't be done. If you're done, you went really fast. All right, take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's color the owl brown. Let's color the owl brown. Let's talk about the word owl. What letter sound do you hear at the end of the word owl? Owl. You hear it, owl. Yes, the letter L is at the end of the word owl. You know what else has a letter L at the end? Girl. Girl has the letter L at the end. Okay, put down your crayon. Now let's color the frame around the frog. Let's color that frame yellow. It's also what kind of a shape is the frame around the frog? Yes, it's a square too. So we have a red frame around the owl and a yellow frame around the frog. Now, I don't know why we have a picture of an owl and a frog on the wall. Do you think it has something to do with, are these pets? Can we have a pet that's an owl? Maybe a frog, I don't know. All right, let's color the frog. What color do you think? Yes, green. Color the frog green. So let's talk about the word frog. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of the word frog? Yes, F. F is at the beginning of the word frog. Frog. What letter sound do you hear at the end of the word frog? Frog. The ending sound is G, letter G. Frog actually has 4 sounds. F, R, A, G, frog. Okay, put down all your crayons. And let's move on. Oh my goodness, look at all the yummy treats on that table. And then do you see the girl holding that heart? I'm pretty sure that's a box of chocolates. I wish they were for me. Okay, let's color the cupcake that's in the middle of the table. It has sprinkles on it. See it? Okay, let's color the bottom part of the cupcake, you know, where the wrapper would be. Let's color that part blue. Any kind would work. You know where the wrapper would be. You have to peel back the wrapper to eat the cupcake. I'm not talking about a wrapper like a boom, boom, and I said, do, do, do. I'm not talking about that kind of a wrapper. I can't even. I'm not talking about that kind. I'm talking about the kind that keeps your cupcake from From what? I don't even know. You have to peel off the wrapper. You know what I'm saying. Okay, and then let's color the top of the cupcake pink. Any kind of pink. The one with the sprinkles. We're coloring the cupcake in the middle. It has a blue cupcake liner, a blue cupcake wrapper, and then the top part is pink. All right. Go ahead and put down your pink crayon. Now let's look at the cupcake over on the side, on the end, and it looks like it has like tiny little sprinkly things. I hope I didn't mess you up. But it's on the end, it's not in the middle. It doesn't have a cherry on top. It's on the left side, underneath the owl. Do you see it? Okay, let's color that cupcake wrapper orange, or cupcake liner, orange. And then let's color that cupcake on the top part chocolate. So let's make it brown. Milk chocolate. Delicious. I'm getting hungry, if you don't mind my saying so. Okay, so we've got a chocolate cupcake on the end underneath the owl, and then the cupcake in the middle between the milk is the pink one. And then the one on the end with the cherry on top, ready? Let's color that cupcake wrapper green. Any kind of green will work. Got it? Okay. And then let's color the top of that cupcake. Let's do purple. We can make our frosting be any color we want, right? I'm going to save the cherry and color it red, though. So this one has a green cupcake liner, a green cupcake wrapper, and a purple top. And now I am just getting my red crayon and making that cherry red. Okay, so let's check these. The cupcake under the owl should have an orange wrapper and brown on the top for chocolate. The cupcake in the middle with all the sprinkles should have a blue cupcake wrapper liner and a pink top. And then the cupcake on the end with the cherry should have a green cupcake liner and a purple top with a red cherry. Got it? All right, let's move to the milk. Well, first of all, if we colored all these cupcakes, how many are there? How many cupcakes are on the table? 1, 2, 3. And then how many milks do you see? Yep, there's two. Let's color both of those milk blue. I'm going to use my light blue crayon, but any kind of blue will work for me. What letter sound is at the beginning of the word milk? Milk. What letter sound is that? M. Milk begins with the letter M. What sound do you hear at the end of milk? The sound, not the letter, the sound, milk. The sound is K. So that could be a C or a K, and I am here to tell you it's a K. It's the letter K. All right, put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, if we have 3 cupcakes and we have 2 cartons of milk, how many treats are in all on top of that table? Let's count them all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 treats in all, and there's just one girl in the picture. And she better share with me. All right, ready? Let's color the girl. Let's color her hair black. If you can't find a black crayon, it's okay. Just go ahead and use your pencil. It'll be fine. It'll look like she has gray hair. That's all right. We're going to color her hair black. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of black? Black. Yep, letter B. Again, it's kind of like milk, the way that it ends. What sound do you hear at the end of milk? Remember, k. And what sound do you hear at the end of black? K. They both end with the letter K. I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you. All right, put down your black crayon. Let's color. See her box of chocolates, the heart that she's holding, or at least I hope there's chocolate in there. That heart that she's holding has a big bow on it. Let's color the bow purple. Any kind of purple. Color the bow purple. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of bow? B. B-b-bow. Can you think of a word that rhymes with bow? If I took the b off bow and changed it to r, what would you get? Instead of b-o, I would have r-o. Row, 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 row your boat gently down the stream. I hope that's chocolate in that box and that it's all for me. Yeah! Okay, let's color the heart, the box that's the heart that the bow is on top of. Let's color that pink. I just made that song up. Sometimes I amaze myself with my talent. Just saying. I shouldn't brag, though. I'm so sorry. But I mean, I just made that up on the fly. I made a row, row, row your boat song, and I just changed the words. Okay, so we are coloring the heart box pink, and it has a purple bow on top. Can you think of another word that rhymes with bow and row? What if I took the b off bow and the r off row, and I changed it to low? Low. How low can you go? How low can you go? All right. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, do you see the flags hanging off the table? They have hearts on them. Do you see that? It's like a banner. Can you count the hearts that are hanging off the table? Touch them and count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7. 7 hearts. Let's color the hearts red. Color the hearts red. There are 7 hearts, and we are going to make 7 red hearts. 7. I'm on my third one. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4 left. So 3 and 4 make 7. 3 and 4 make 7. Now I've colored 5, and I have 2 left. So 5 and 2 make 7. Alrighty, I'm finished with my red hearts. Go ahead and put down all of your crayons and pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the bow at the bottom of our page, and there's a line next to it for us to write a letter? Will you put the letter that begins the word bow? What letter sound is at the beginning of the word bow? What letter's there? B. You can write a lowercase b or a capital B. Okay, scoot over. Look at that. That's milk. What letter is at the beginning of the word milk? Milk. M. Go ahead and write the letter M. Scoot over. Don't write an F. Don't write an F. If you wrote an F for frog, you're right. It does begin with an F. But we're going to do the ending sound. What's the ending letter in frog? The last sound in frog is what letter? G. Go ahead and write a G next to the frog. And then scoot over, we have an owl. What's the last sound in owl? L. Go ahead and write an L. Let's check those. You should have a B for bow, the beginning sound in bow. M for milk, beginning sound in milk. G for frog, ending sound in frog. And L for owl, ending sound in owl. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I'm going to read it to you. You point to the circles when I say the word. Ready? Look at the little cupcake. It has an exclamation mark at the end of the sentence, so I need to read it like I'm excited. Let's do it again. Point to the circles, and I'll read it to you. Look at the little cupcake. Okay, let's read it together. Point and read it with me. Look at the little cupcake. And you see the cupcake is there for a picture clue. All right, let's count the words in our sentence. Count the circles. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there are 5 words in our sentence. Look at the little cupcake. 5 words. Will you color the word at the circle under the word at? Fill in the circle with your pencil under the word at. It's our second word. How do we spell at? A-T. And now will you fill in the circle under the word little? Fill in the circle under the word little. It starts with O, and it's an L-I-T-T-L-E is little, little me. There you go. L-I-T-T-L-E. Color that circle. Okay, scoot down to the cupcake. I need you to draw 7 sprinkles on it. Draw 7 sprinkles on it. You can color them in if you want to, but I want 7 on there. 4, 5, 6, 7. Check and make sure you have 7 sprinkles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, scoot over to the 10 frame. Let's count the counters in the 10 frame. Touch and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And boys and girls, because the top row is filled, I can say 5 and then keep counting 6, 7, 8. Do that with me. Say 5, 6, 7, 8. One more time. 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, go ahead and color in all the counters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So if 5 are on the top and 3 are on the bottom, 5 and 3 make 8. 8 in all. Okay, scoot over. We have some numbers and we have some missing numbers that we have to put in there. Ready? Let's all trace the 3. 3. What would come next? 4. Go ahead and write a 4. What would come after that? 5. Then what? We have to trace the 6. What comes after 6? Scoot down. 7. Trace the 8. And then what should we have? 9. We started counting from the number 3. Let's do it one last time. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We did it. Boys and girls, you're amazing. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.